You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live from the Right Side studio, local, state, national, all of the issues. Solid, conservative, and like that dude just said, yes, we are just plain right. Just got to tell you real quick before I go to the phones, Chad from Huntsville just sent me a message on Twitter talking about the floating abortion clinic. He says, funny how the further from the American soil you get, the more what some people would consider immoral activities are considered acceptable. He says, you want to evade taxes? Go offshore. You want to gamble at 17? Go offshore. You want prescription narcotics? Go offshore. You want an abortion? Go offshore. Yeah, Chad, you're right. I mean, let's just float it out there in the bay and see what we can get away with, I guess. Hey, listen, I am pleased to go to the phones right now and bring on somebody who I served with in the Alabama State Senate, Arthur Orr. He's serving in the Senate District 3 from over the Decatur area. He is the chairman of the Education Budget Committee, Finance and Taxation Education. He serves on multiple other committees. Used to share committee time with me when I chaired fiscal responsibility in the Senate. He is one of the more conservative members of the body and certainly a leader in the Republican caucus. So with that said, Arthur Orr, how are you doing today?
No, I'm doing fine, Phil. Good to be with you. If you hear music in the background, I'm in an airport. So but nonetheless, glad to join you and also wish you well with your expanded audience that you now are reaching. And that's just a credit to the good job you're doing.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate that very much. And well, listen, Arthur, I've been spending some time here the last half hour or so talking about, you know, the efforts by liberals to get around the law, to you know, impugn the Supreme Court as being illegitimate in some way, and to even, you know, set up a floating abortion clinic in the Gulf of Mexico off the shore of Alabama, which Governor Ivey took issue with today. But there are some comments by you. You were on the Jeff Poor Show the other day, and you seemed to indicate that Alabama's very strong laws might even get adjusted by our current Republican supermajority. Tell me your thoughts on that.
Well, I don't really know. I mean, what I do know at this point is that we're going to have to certainly prepare for a number of an increase in adoptions and foster care. And so there are things that I know we're going to have to do for sure at the state level to assist families that want to take on children either temporarily or permanently. As far as the 2019 law that passed, it's hard to get a read today. You hear various legislators talking about it. But as you know, we're in the middle of an election cycle, and approximately a quarter or a third of the legislature will be turning over due to the primaries and to retirements. And so you're going to see a new group there, and I don't certainly have a feel as to how they would come down on the issue.
Well, I look at it, though, and you know, I know you said in your article on 1819 News from the Jeff Poor Show, you said that, you know, you have to listen to your constituents, and I agree with that. But at some point, too, your constituents elected you to be who you are as well. And I know who you are. You've always voted pro-life. But here's my other point is we passed a constitutional amendment, and the people of the state already embedded pro-life into our state constitution. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And so that's where you know, we have that constitutional amendment on the books, and any changes to the 2019 law will need to keep that certainly in mind. But you do have people, let's just take, for example, the person who sponsored the 2019 law, Representative Collins, took a lot of heat for it, a lot of course, opposition from the abortionists, but nonetheless hung in there, and the bill was passed into law.
Yeah.
You know, she has said that she likes the fetal heartbeat bill that she had prior to 2019. That's a bill that didn't pass, but that she thought made a lot of sense. So my point to this is, Phil, that you see legislators with these nuances perhaps on the existing law, and that's where yes, we certainly need to listen to our constituents. We are representatives of the people that place us in office, and but we're going to have to really work through some very sensitive issues in the days ahead for those that are in the legislature starting in 2023.
Well, I'll just register my hopes and concerns, and that is that Alabama would remain one of the toughest abortion laws on the books and that we wouldn't see that weakened. I have a hard time believing that you could actually get that through the floor fight that it's going to take to say, hey, we're Republicans, but we're going to undo parts of our current abortion law. Do you think that can get through an actual floor fight?
I don't know. I just don't know. Again, a lot's going to come from what members are hearing from their constituents, and where do the constituents wish to draw the line? There's no doubt we're going to be, pro-life state, but where do you draw the line? Do you keep the law we have, or do you go, as I mentioned, that at least one strong voice in this arena goes with the fetal heartbeat, and there are others, I'm sure, that will want to consider the beyond the life of the mother. Then you get into the rape or incest questions, and so a lot that's going to go on, and that's where it's important, as I was saying earlier on the radio, for legislators to hear from their constituents. But as you well know, Phil, we're a very strong pro-life state.
Yeah.
We will remain that. But we are going to have some questions to grapple with, and we may decide to do nothing. Again, it's going to depend on the will of the body and what people back home are telling their legislators.
And I think, just to be honest, I think doing nothing, in a sense, is going to be doing something, because what that means is you've chosen not to to do something to unwind or to amend existing state law, which is already on the books as being very solid and respected among the pro-life community nationwide. Well, let me shift gears on you real quick, because you alluded to something a moment ago. I wrote a piece that came out in 1819 Today saying that in the post-Roe world that adoption needs to be front and center. And you mentioned that just a moment ago in your opening comments. My sincere hope is that we could see something happen to enhance the capabilities of people to adopt here in Alabama. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think you're dead on. I was not familiar with your article as I've been traveling, but I think you're spot on. And what a legacy, a reputation for Alabama to have to help young mothers and people that want to adopt or foster infants or children that would ordinarily not have been born. And so we've got to put our money where our mouths are and get behind this in a big way. So that's something I'm looking forward to working on with my colleagues next year.
Yeah, and I think there's any number of ways we can do that. I mean, I look at it and think you can incentivize attorneys to do pro bono work or even provide tax credits for having done an adoption. You can incentivize people to adopt with child tax credits and child care credits and whatever else. I mean, there's all kinds of things we can do to even incentivize the process, much less to support it as it goes forward. I think that also takes away some of the stigma. Liberals want the world to believe we don't care about kids, which could be the furthest thing from the truth. But what better way for Republicans to say that we do by saying, now that we've, sort of built the wall in a sense and put border security up when it comes to abortion, now we're going to do something going forward.
I couldn't agree more. I think, like I said, it would be great to see Alabama rise to being a leader of supporting these young children and their mothers.
Well, and you have for a number of years now been the chairman of the Education Budget Committee, which technically winds up covering a lot of things that relate to kids outside of just schools. I mean, there are a lot of things that come through finance and taxation, education, that literally enhance the capabilities of kids. The CHIPS program and other things are kind of mixed in at times with your budget.
That's correct. And, when you brought that up, Phil, I was thinking of just this past legislative session in the 2023 budget. That's the one it'll go into effect October 1st. The head of our DHR had asked for some considerable resources to help with foster homes and foster parents and really help with that effort. This predates the Dobbs decision, but it's important that we do that and continue to do that in a serious way going forward.
Well, listen, State Senator Orr, before we let you go, I just want to ask you one question on a separate subject. There's been talk about having a special session this summer on budgetary issues related to ARPA funds, the American Rescue Plan federal funds for the state. Do you see a special session coming this summer?
I really don't. At one point, we were talking August. What I hear, of course, that's Governor Ivey's prerogative, but it's my sense, Phil, that it'll probably get handled in early January, immediately following the organizational session of 23. So that's where I would bet, but I'm not a betting man very much, so but that's where I would figure we'll probably have a special session.
All right. Well, State Senator Arthur Orr, even took time while you're traveling. We appreciate you, and thanks for what you do, and we'll have you back on again sometime soon.
Thank you, Phil, and congratulations again for your listeners both north and south.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right. Copper, go ahead and take us to a break. Folks, that was State Senator Arthur Orr, one of the senior Republicans in the Alabama State Senate. Serves out of Decatur in Senate District 3, chairman of one of the major budget committees in the State Senate. And I happen to know he's very pro-life, so I'm curious about this thing about how we have to listen to our constituents. I'm pretty sure the people have been listened to already, and that's why we are a pro-life state. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.